We've got some unusual events this weekend that'll get you through the winter blues. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, February 17th. I'm your host, Sarah Kobashi, digital editor here at WESA. And with us is Man About Town, Josh Rollerson.
Hey, Sarah.
Man About the Strip District now.
Strip District. I'm about a lot of places.
And we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Were you just going to stop at Strip for Josh?
You know, every time...
Man About the Strip.
I've actually heard the food at Blush is quite good. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. We were just discussing where we should tape our next episode.
All right. We've got off on the wrong foot here.
Yeah, I know.
Buffets generally in this miasma of germs that we're all just struggling to survive right now.
I used to love buffets, and it really surprises me that, A, I came out alive, and B, I came out alive because
they do not bring out the best in people.
Especially Chinese buffets.
Yeah.
Chinese buffets. Thing in Erie.
Our roommate Sean and I go to Hokkaido.
Yeah.
We go there all the time.
I used to go there all the time too. I haven't been.
You know what's really funny is they obviously have a lot of food, but we go for the sushi. And so we're always like, hey, you want to go to the sushi buffet? And I never think of it as anything else. And then recently we went and there was a couple there. They were there before us eating crab legs. And when we finished, granted we eat really fast, but when we finished, they were still there eating crab legs. And I was like, you know what? I bet those people say, hey, you want to go to the crab leg buffet? And it's like a totally different experience for them.
I just haven't figured out there's other stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're not feeling buffets, what can you do this weekend or maybe is buffet related? I don't know what's happening.
Sure. You know, I'm just looking at my list and surprise, surprise, there is nothing beer related this week. Is that crazy?
Where can you get a nice hot cup of chicken soup?
Yeah, that's what I need.
Pho.
Pho has medicinal properties, I believe.
Does it?
Nah, I just made that up.
Oh.
But you should have some anyway.
Yeah, trams. If you are healthy and are okay going out into the world, then...
Unlike me.
Yeah, stay at home if you're sick, seriously. But if you are healthy, then there are a couple things that you can head to this weekend. So the Iris Van Herpen exhibit opened last weekend, and they are doing a third Thursday celebration.
Is that the fashion one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, the 3D printed crazy outfits?
It's yes. Okay. I saw people posting about that. And it looks really cool.
Probably me.
And Ari. Friend Ari.
Yeah.
Loves fashion.
We were together and it was awesome.
What? Thanks for the invite.
So it was awesome. And I can attest that it's really, really a nice score for the Carnegie Museum of Art because it's very cool in the sense where it combines fashion, it combines tech. I kept thinking of the tech shop because they're the first place that I heard about 3D printing. And a lot of the different dresses have 3D printing elements. The one thing I didn't realize was there's a dress that Scarlett Johansson wore. They also have dresses that Bjork and Beyonce and Lady Gaga have worn.
Stop.
Right. So
Queen Bey.
It's pretty cool. And there's also dresses there that no one could ever wear because they just crush them to death.
They're very improbable looking garments.
Most of them are. Yeah, but they're super cool to see. So for Third Thursday, what they do is they combine the best of all worlds, which is fashion, the Carnegie Art Museum, and some food and drinks. So they will encourage you to wear your most fashion-forward ensemble and walk down the red carpet for Third Thursdays. They're going to have music as well as they also have Great Lakes Brewing on tap. So I guess we are talking about beer.
There is no escape.
I lied.
We can find beer anyway.
It's a fun young professional night out at the Carnegie Museum.
What is your most fashionable ensemble?
What is?
Yeah. What would you wear? What would you 3D print to wear there? Josh does a flannel shirt.
But you're looking at it.
I know. He was like, you're
wearing lumberjacky today, and you guys match.
This is clean. This is like relatively wrinkle-free. This is as fashion-forward as it gets.
Good for you. So that's what you'll be wearing.
It looks very similar to a blanket I'm probably going to curl up under when I go.
It's very cozy.
So the other event that I want to talk about. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip your question about what I would wear?
Yeah, no,
I did just buy this really cool, like, it has a bunch of geometric square dresses on, or squares on a dress.
Is it kind of retro?
It's from ModCloth, so it's probably like, yeah, it's that's fun though. So I would say that.
Okay.
What would you wear? Just like?
Just like a shapeless beige sack of a dress like I wear all the time. It's my favorite. If it makes me look like a bag of potatoes lying on the ground, then I love it.
Wear the pizza costume.
Stop. You guys, is it too much that my Twitter profile is me wearing a pizza
costume? If anything, it's not enough,
I occasionally do serious news.
Maybe
things,
my favorite Twitter icon.
Thank you.
Well, we may have some pizza interviews coming up, so
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. And so, okay, I want to talk about this because this is interesting.
Okay.
So we all know that the Carnegie Science Center does their 21 plus nights, but sure. This beer. One on Friday is 21 plus sex, love, and science. Definitely. Not for children, this one. They're going to explore the science behind sex and reproduction and meet experts that will be happy to answer any of your questions. Hopefully no one will be like, where do babies come from?
Am I going to finally find out where the storks come from that deliver the babies?
Potentially.
Okay.
Or you're going to hear real talk. The other thing that they have on this description is you can large scale simulate where guests swap fluids to see how diseases are spread.
This is the grossest episode we have ever done.
This is not where I thought that was
going to go. Kind of intrigued though, right?
That horrifies me slightly. I'm not going to lie.
My heart goes out to the scientists who are going to be doing the Q&A after these people have got a bunch of drinks in them and are invited to ask questions about sex and reproduction and fluids.
People would be interested.
I
want to
go.
Yeah, see? Come on.
When is it again?
It is on Friday, and it's $12, starts 6 to 10, so you can get all of your sex questions hopefully answered.
This just reminds me too much of like a middle school like assembly where they put all the boys in one room and all the girls in another room. And
oh, my God.
They invite you to ask your
think
questions.
Think about this.
You guys, your bodies are changing.
Eggplant emoji?
This is a safe space. We are laser focused,
that's
as
okay.
always.
Yeah,
it's okay.
On our subject.
It's the middle of winter, right? So,
honestly, there's not that much going on.
Yeah,
so we're just
going
to
so
talk
okay.
some BS.
I have one more event for you on Saturday, which is tropical. It's the Tropical Forest Congo Festival, which is at FIPS.
What?
I know. Are you ready?
That sounds like a reprieve from the winter that I welcome.
Yeah. So it's family friendly from 11 to 4, and they will have different activities going on around all of the beautiful botanical gardens of FIPS, and they'll have live entertainment. I'm assuming there's probably going to be some steel drums.
Oh,
I'm not going to guarantee.
I'm in.
Will there be umbrellas in the drinks?
I know. That's like.
That is a good question.
I hope so. That would really seal the deal for me. They will have different crafts and including making different potted plants, which take a little greenery home with you. And they'll also have delectable African-inspired food samples from Cafe at Phipps, which I've heard Cafe at Phipps is delicious and also is, like, super healthy. They have some kind of accreditation, I think.
Everything at Phipps, top to bottom, is, like, LEED triple platinum certified.
Yeah, because they don't even have heat or cooling.
Like, they grow all their own food almost.
Probably.
Wow.
Like they make the packaging themselves.
Do they?
No.
Like they compost.
I don't know. Maybe.
And then
3D
print
that's
it.
Right. At least one of the buildings, if not all of them, might be the newest building. That's the admin building. Doesn't have heat or central air. It just like
it's passive heating and cooling. Yeah.
Out of the ground, etc. Yeah.
Science like, and stuff.
Science, etc.
It's basically a Bond villain. Headquarters there.
Yeah,
that sounds excellent.
It's amazing.
It's cool. And I know I was explained this to me once before, but the cafe has strict standards too in terms of the healthy nature of the food, and it has to be certain health standards. So
interesting.
Yeah. It's a cool place. If you've never I don't want to yell at you, but I always want
I have been to Phipps.
Well, no, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying. I
was like, I've been to that one. Don't yell at me.
But there are people that have lived in Pittsburgh their whole life and have not done different things around the city. And I definitely.
That's true. I think when you live somewhere and you've like grown up there, you kind of don't think about it, you know?
I just read a review from a guy who said he has lived here all his life and has never gone on the Gateway Clipper. And I love the Gateway Clipper. It's really fun.
I actually don't think I've been on the Gateway Clipper.
It's a beautiful way to see the city.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's winter, so I would definitely, it's a little bit slower. I would definitely say take advantage of our museums, our cultural institutions, and anything else that you may not have.
Do a little staycation.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I love this. Yeah. Stay downtown.
I do, too. I'm going to stay at the Fairmont and do a staycation.
Mm-hmm. The spa at the Fairmont's great, too. So, yeah, I definitely encourage you to do that.
Yes. This sounds excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I think our work is done here.
I think so.
Sarah's about to sneeze, pass out.
Or I desperately need a tissue. So let's wrap this up.
Well, we'll see you next week if Sarah is still
alive. If I'm still alive.
Yeah, hopefully healthy Sarah will be back with us next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.